This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're all for mentoring, but maybe it's the phrase that needs work. The email that pops up asking if a person in the name of career networking can meet to, quote, pick your brain. Not everyone wants picks in their brain, but good people want to help. From time to time, we consult Allison Green, who answers questions like this under the banner Ask a Manager. Hi there, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
So I think we've all probably heard this, that if you ask for a job, you'll get advice. But if you ask for advice, you'll get a job. So the next step is often emailing a senior professional in your field asking, can I pick your brain? You're going to be honest with me here. Some managers don't love getting those.
I think it's not just managers. It's anyone who's attained a certain amount of success in their field often gets inundated with this kind of request because the internet has made it so easy to send that sort of email. But it's a pretty big request. I mean, you're asking someone who might have a very packed schedule to take time away from their work or from their family and their leisure time. And the request itself is so broad and vague that it doesn't really explain what you're hoping to get from the time. You know, maybe you have a very targeted list of questions, or maybe you're going to show up with nothing much to ask. It's not that people are heartless and don't want to help, but it can be tough when they're getting a lot of broad requests like that.
I'm not quite sure the meetings are that satisfying for people. You know, if the implication is, will you give me a job? That is not often where these go.
You might occasionally get a job lead out of it, but when people go into those meetings expecting that, it's often pretty transparent. The other person can pick up on that and it makes them uncomfortable. It's much better to approach someone with a specific request, like, could I have 10 minutes of your time to get your advice on X? So you've thought through how they can be helpful to you. The time is more likely to be focused and efficient, and it gives them the opportunity to say, oh, I'm not sure I'm the best person to do that. Maybe there's someone else I can refer you to.
One of the reasons I try to help where I can is I remember what it was like to be trying to be networking. And I remember one guy in this field slamming the door on that possibility. I remember who he was, and I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, that's what we're all grappling with, is how do you balance the other demands on your time with a desire to help people, particularly for women and for people of color. I think often are particularly encouraged to say yes to meetings with other women and people of color as a way of helping pull other people up behind you. And that is a lovely thing to do. But it also means that women and people of color end up with a disproportionate amount of pressure to help others. And as a society, we've got to figure out a better way to ensure that we are all leaning in to help groups that have been traditionally disadvantaged, rather than just expecting the people who are in those groups to do all of the work themselves.
Workplace culture expert Allison Green's book is called Ask a Manager, How to Navigate Clueless Colleagues, Lunch-Stealing Bosses, and the Rest of Your Life at Work. Allison, always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.